Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and endless satisfaction just by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your own erotic fantasies. And with my own unique brand of experiential erotica, you will feel every kiss, every lick, every thrust, as if it was happening to you right now. So come and see me and enjoy your fantasies as if they were real, in the safety of your own mind. And tonight we have another listener's fantasy. So if you want to hear your fantasy up here, you don't need a story, just a rough idea, and I'll do the rest. Just email me your desires at devlin@wilddesires.com. So before you listen to this particularly dirty listener's fantasy, you can know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just go ahead and loosen your clothes, putting your earbuds in, closing your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to let yourself go, just go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Michelle bit her lip as she stood in line with an ever-decreasing patience. She could feel him behind her, pressing against her back. She could feel just how erect he was, how hard as he pulsed against her through the thin material of her evening dress. The sensation was deliciously apparent, and as he pressed a little harder against her back, his hand dropping over the top of her thighs, cupping her pussy gently through her dress in one brief and extremely discreet movement that Michelle felt echo through her whole body as an all-too-familiar ache moved between her thighs. He obviously presumed there was nothing she could do to alleviate the situation. No way that she could seek her vengeance. How wrong could one man be? It might not be now. It might be later. But damn if Sean wasn't going to pay for this. As she continued to stand in line, the throbbing of Sean's erect cock radiating a wave of need through her body, Michelle let her mind wander to daydream so she might try and ignore the growing tension between her thighs. She just couldn't wait to get him home. He knew exactly what pressing his hard cock against her body did to her. And to make it worse, cupping her pussy so possessively sent shocks through her body a mile wide. And he would have to pay for teasing her like this. She could just imagine him now, walking through the door of their apartment, Michelle's hands pushing him hard against the wall, pressing against him, her hands sliding roughly down his stomach, grabbing his cock through his pants, squeezing it firmly. As she held his gaze, her eyes daring him to retaliate, feeling his chest rising underneath her, his cock swelling still further, just there in her hand. Reminded her how much Sean loved to play, how much the switch between them turned him on. Michelle grinned to herself, with a slightly kinky grin that screamed mischievous intent. Fumbling with his waistband, she loosened his pants quickly, releasing his throbbing cock into the air. Once again, Michelle grabbed it firmly, squeezing it between her fingers before chuckling to herself. "On the chair," she commanded playfully. Sean didn't stop to consider, he just obeyed, his swollen cock leading him to the chair. Michelle followed him into the sitting room, dropping onto the sofa facing him. As Sean sat on the chair, his hand reaching for his throbbing cock, Michelle leaned over quickly, her finger pointing savagely, accusingly. "No touching until I say," she said hoarsely, before lifting her skirt slowly up her thighs. "Watch what I'm doing, Sean. Otherwise you'll get nothing." Her lips moved back into that grin that threatened so much yet promised even more. Obediently, Sean's eyes were transfixed by the movements of her hands as her fingers traced slowly up the inside of her stocking thigh, hinting at the promises of pleasure that lay just inches from her fingers. Watching his eyes widen as her fingers drew slow lines along the top of her stockings, his cock twitching with desire and need as she explored further up to the edge of her panties, teasingly sliding that lacy material to one side, hinting at the beautiful delight there just behind her panties, just sliding one finger along the folds of her pussy. Sean's cock throbbing so powerfully as he watched Michelle gently pinch the folds of her pussy between her fingers, the movements accentuating the sensations pulsing through her already aching core. Michelle could not help but moan, knowing Sean was that hard for her, that turned on for her, and she hadn't even touched him yet. Moving from the sofa, she knelt in front of Sean, studying his hard cock for a while before taking his balls in her hand, massaging them so slowly, tormenting his desire, feeling the tightening of his balls between her fingers. Grinning, Michelle kissed ever so slowly up the shaft of his cock, the tip of his tongue caressing his girth as his cock continued to throb so aggressively. She thought he might just come there and then, smiling to herself as her tongue danced around the tip of his cock, the wild convulsions moving through his shaft, bringing a sense of pleasure to both of them, Sean raising his hips in a desperate urge to fuck her mouth. Michelle moves back, her lips just painfully out of reach. "Not yet," she said, smiling at his overpowering desire. Sean groaned, his disappointment more than a little apparent as he settled back onto the chair, submitting to Michelle's need, to her command, for the moment. Michelle watched his face with warm affection as she returned to kissing along the length of his shaft. He was just so easy to tease at times. Holding his erection firmly in her hand, Michelle slid her mouth up and down his shaft, dragging the very edge of her teeth along that sensitive skin. His body convulsed with pleasure before she slid her lips over the very tip of him, her mouth tightening around his shaft as she slid her lips in long, firm movements up and down his aching cock. She could feel him pulsing in her mouth, the threat of him coming so close to the surface. She could almost taste his cum erupting in her throat, but not now. He needed to be punished. He needed to suffer for teasing her. And she would make damn sure this was a lesson he would learn, and learn well. Pressing the pad of her thumb along the underside of his cock, Michelle slid her mouth off his length and grinned. "You know, if you want to come tonight, I think it's going to involve silk ties, or you could just jerk yourself off. But we both know, that's nowhere near as much fun," Michelle said. She knew she was right. Sean knew she was right. Sean would be tied up and tormented until Michelle was ready to let him come. Standing, Michelle took his hand and led him to the bedroom, closing the door behind them. She simply whispered, "Close your eyes." Sean did as he was told. Michelle slid her finger through her panties waistband, allowing them to fall to her ankles, before grabbing them and fastening them tightly around Sean's head. "This is so you can smell how horny I am right now," she said, fueling his torment. Taking a silk tie from the bed, Michelle secured it around Sean's wrist before saying, "Lay on the bed, Sean, on your back, your head leaning up on the headboard." Clumsily, Sean maneuvered onto the bed, his back leaning against the headboard. He grasped the bedhead, knowing what to expect. Slowly, Michelle unbuttoned his shirt, tracing a line with a single fingernail up and down his chest, her lips caressing over that soft skin, before teasing across his nipple, biting it gently, sliding his shirt over his shoulders, exposing his naked torso. Michelle finished securing his wrist to the headboard before unbuckling his pants, teasing bites along his throbbing shaft as her head dipped lower, fingernails dragging down the inside of his thighs, sending raptures of pleasure vibrating through his body, sliding them slowly down his legs, and then finally securing his ankles to the bed. Standing back, she studied Sean for a moment, smiling to herself. Sean really never had looked sexier than he did right now, naked and bound to the bed, his cock standing proud in the air. Michelle walked to the bedside cabinet and retrieved a couple of items. Walking back to the bed, she looked down at Sean and virtually growled as she watched him so prone on the bed, his body full of rapt pleasure, his desire consuming him. That much was obvious. His legs parted a little further as Michelle lay between them, biting on the soft flesh of the inside of his thighs. His body twisted in pleasure and frustration. Something about this situation, about this frustrating promise of pleasure, denied to him just now, caused such an overpowering lust to burn through every vein of his body. Whether he liked it or not, he needed this. With everything he was, he needed this so bad. Pushing his cock back, exposing his balls to her gaze, Michelle leaned in and started sucking one, and then the other. The sensation of them tightening in her mouth sending a new wave of pleasure vibrating through her, covering her fingers in the retrieved lube. She slid them slowly between the cheeks of his ass as her tongue danced provocatively over the tip of his cock, taking his hard erection deep into her throat. Her fingers explored the rosette of muscle at the entrance of his ass, pushing just a single digit, and then two, thrusting in and out of his ass, gently massaging that spot that took him beyond anything he could imagine and blew his world apart. Michelle watched Sean buck on her fingers, feeling his muscles contract and convulse as she continued to massage inside his ass, his pelvis thrusting with a desperate need to fill her throat with his cock. His moans turned into growls as he continues to thrust wildly, pulling against the restraints out of frustration and desire, grinning to herself as she watched him struggle, his hard cock flailing in the air as his body writhes with frustration and passion. "Please," he begs, his body contort with desire, his muscles straining against the restraints. Leaning over, Michelle loosens her panties from around his eyes, light flooding back in. His cheeks sparkle with the delicious juices from between her thighs. He blinks in confusion, before focusing once more on Michelle, watching her fumble with the rather complicated-looking strap-on dildo. She had tried to explain it to him before, how for her it was her ultimate fantasy. Putting it to one side, she pulled out a butt plug, toying with it in front of Sean before sliding it between her thighs. Calmly, Michelle leaned in and kissed him, staring into his eyes, holding his chin firmly with her free hand before whispering, "You know, Sean, it makes me so horny, thinking that this butt plug will be in your ass very shortly," she moaned before continuing, "that you'll be using my slick for lube when I fuck your ass with my strap on." Sean's eyes widened. They had discussed it and even tried some anal play, but now she really was going to fuck his ass. His cock swelled achingly at the mere thought of it. Her hand slipped under Sean's ass, deftly sliding the butt plug between his cheeks, forcing a loud gasp to drop from Sean's lips, followed by a guttural moan as the plug slipped finally into place. Taking her strap-on dildo, she slid the large erection into her pussy, thrusting it in and out, quickly, furiously covering the dildo with her wet juices. Smiling at Sean, she simply whispered, "I'm going to fuck you with my juices in your ass while I jerk you off," before maneuvering the strap-on into place. Michelle moaned loudly at the sensation of the unique toy caressing against her pussy. Even without being inside Sean, the very presence of it forced an ache to pulse through her pussy. Her clit throbbed with pleasure at the anticipation of what was to come. The feeling of power, of strength, of being able to give Sean the pleasure he needed, the satisfaction he craved like no one else ever could, was quite frankly intoxicating, addictive. Taking his cock firmly in her hand, her head lowered to take him fully into her mouth, long, deep strokes of her lips, forcing a wave of pleasure up and down his shaft, his body tensing as his desire grew. Michelle could feel the threat of his orgasm, his body pulsing with need. Carefully, she controlled her movements, slowing the motion of her lips. She didn't want him to come, not just yet. Her tongue eased gently around his cock, controlling the sensations moving through his body, her fingers teasing his balls before sliding away. Sean groaned in dissatisfaction at the feeling of sudden emptiness, of being deserted by the need burning through him. Michelle loosened his ties, flipping him over. She grabbed his pelvis roughly, pulling him back onto her, her strap-on still dripping with her own juices, before she maneuvered herself, positioning the head of the dildo so perfectly next to Sean's rosette, before she pulled the butt plug out and pushed mercilessly with the dildo into his ass. As Michelle continued to thrust, the vibration ricocheting along her pussy, sending waves of pleasure from control and passion vibrating through her body. She could feel the flood of tension moving between them, the excitement of anticipation just growing as she continued to thrust deep and hard into his ass, her pussy and clit already trembling, her ass, her body feeling completely full as she continued to thrust. The tension in her pussy, her ass growing, her thighs tensing. This feeling of absolute power and domination spreading within her, filling every nerve, every cell, every fibre with this need for complete satisfaction. Her pussy clenched tighter with every thrust, her nails digging into his hips, his pelvis pulling Sean harder back onto her as she reached underneath and grasped his throbbing cock, rubbing it firmly as she continued to thrust into him. His moans growing louder and louder as Michelle continued to fuck his ass and rub his cock, her pussy tensing against the dildo, clutching at it, and she could feel his body tense, his cock throbbing at her hand. She continued to fuck him even harder, deeper. Tonight he was her whore. He would do what she wanted, would satisfy her darkest desires, and then she would reciprocate and be his whore. As his moans turned into animalistic growls, his body vibrating with the pleasure flooding through them, pre-cum dripping over Michelle's fingers, the veil of pure lust drifted over her, her body consumed with an all-encompassing need for absolute satisfaction. Without thought or need, or anything forming this moment, she fucked into Sean's ass with a wild abandon. Her orgasm was growing. She could feel it in perfect time with his, her core clutching intensely, as she felt him throbbing around the dildo, thrusting in and out of his ass. Her whole body tensed with pleasure as Sean started fucking her hand, his need to come overriding his patience, his desperation igniting Michelle's orgasms as his thighs tense, her pussy trembled along the dildo, as she exploded in pleasure, streams of Sean's warm cum erupting over her fingers, Michelle's vision blurring as her orgasm moved up and down her body, engulfing her senses completely, before the pair of them collapsed sated on the bed. Leaning in, Michelle kissed Sean gently, the lips entwining as she lifted her hand between them. Sean's cum still dripping from her fingers. They shared the taste of their passion between them. Closing her eyes, Michelle let her hand drift down and grasp at Sean's still hard cock, massaging it. Before opening her eyes again, her hand behind her back as she neared the front of the line, blinking quickly, regaining some sense after her daydream, Michelle leaned her head back into Sean's shoulder and whispered, "Carry on rubbing your cock against me, and I'll make you come right here and now." Smiling, she continued, "And that's before I punish you at home." So, a little femdom story. Well, if a listener sends in a request, you've got to do your best, haven't you? So, hope you enjoyed that. Send in your requests, send in your fantasies, your desires, and I'll do what I can. Next week, another story. Now, you've probably all had the email about Harmony Healing, and yes, I am listening for test listeners for the new range of healing audios, so please drop me a line if you haven't signed up already, and I'll give you the link. We're only doing the test listening for a week, and then the final audios will be out with the podcast. So, I look forward to that. But like I say, if you want to take part of the test listening, then by all means drop me an email, devlin@wilddesires.com, and I'll get you on the list. Now, next week, another story. Will it be a listener's fantasy? Well, there seems to be quite a few coming through, so I wouldn't be surprised. But until then, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story. Just for coming.